CBS Channel 1 riot beginning the visit with Cookie this Sunday afternoon, 24th of January, 1971. Channel 1 riot beginning of a new Cookie tape this Sunday afternoon, 24th of January, 1970. Cookie, Nick's here. Beginning of the visit with Cookie this Sunday afternoon, 24th of January, 1971. Channel 1 riot. This is Channel 1 right, and beginning of a new Cookie tape this Sunday afternoon, 24th of January, 1971, and Nick is here. This Sunday afternoon, Channel 1 right, and beginning of a visit with Cookie this Sunday afternoon, 24th of January, 1971, Channel 1 right, and beginning of a new Cookie tape. This is Channel 1 right, 24th of January, 1971.
It's too good a day for me. I have to keep bundled up too much. Well, how are we doing?
Nick was coming in. Nick produced the idea of this thing, you see. Disposable. A dollar. Well, first place, it cost $1.65. And then it lasted a week, and I won't wear it. So, I, for nothing, jumped in a while ago.
Yes, I think it's in the very good zone.
No, I have to stay bundled up too much today. I'm kind of getting cold.
Oh, okay.
I love getting shirt and my cooler off and get out there.
What's that?
I say I have to stay bundled up too much on account of getting
getting I got cold. A creek out there. I got a creek right up here.
Shoot.
That's the reason I come in. It's nice out there, but it's too much air for me.
Well, see, I'm getting along too daggone good with these teeth for me to expose myself and push this thing too far.
Yes. Well, how they doing now?
They're doing good. I can bite wieners with them now.
Get my wiener for you.
Yeah.
I sure can.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I've been able to actually bite. And I couldn't do that until today.
Yes.
I've had to eat soup. And I'm getting tired of it.
It's been 2 weeks?
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago today.
Yeah.
Since I started eating soup.
Start eating.
Yeah. I can't get full now. I just can't get full. I'm just hungry all the time.
Yeah.
You're probably full of coffee and you don't need any more coffee. I don't know.
Just like growing a little bit more.
No. You want a little more, guy?
I've got some.
Okay.
I just made it. Let me get it. Mm.
Feel so much better all over, or already do.
I just don't know when I felt better and had legs. Thawed up enough to run. You know?
No.
It wasn't running. And I was down there last night late. And it was running. But I just thought, well, the horses was out there. I think, well, heck, the horses just got through drinking there. And it's running. It's pumping up. I didn't pay no more attention to it. I just went on home. I come back this morning about 8:30 and that cotton picker was still running. Yeah, it was still running. I goes over and looks, and the whole side's busted out of it.
Of the trough.
My pump. Right on the base of the pump. So, I for seed to tear it up, and took it apart and took it into the station and welded it, and I got it put back together now and got it pumping. It took me 2.5 hours to weld that thing, 10 inches. It froze and busted this past week.
Oh, yes.
But the curious thing to me is this. I've done there night before last.
Yes.
There was water in there for the horses.
Yes.
The pump wasn't running.
Yes.
I go back last night. The pump was running. I just run in and get my bite to eat and then run out about 9 o'clock. Okay, I think, well, heck, the horse just got through drinking, and it'll be all right. It'll pump up and kick off. I come back this morning about 8:30, and that thing's still running.
Now, what was it that busted? The tank?
No, the main base of the pump.
Is that on the tank?
No.
No.
The main base of the pump. But it busted for 10 inches. And see, when you're welding cast iron with nickel alloy, you can only weld about an inch, inch and a half at a time. Then you've got to let it cool down where you can touch it with your hands before you start welding again. If you don't, it will crack.
Yeah.
So I took it into the station. Right there all about 11 o'clock, and it was 1:30 before I ever cut my welding machine off.
Yesterday?
Today. This morning.
Well, that's where you were this morning.
Yeah, that's where I was early this morning, all morning.
Yeah.
And half the afternoon, you might say. It was 2 o'clock when I got back out here.
A little weather can still just slow you clear off. Hot, cold, dry, wet.
That's right.
It's remarkable how much it can slow you off.
Like that out there now. I'd love to get out there and do something. But as sure as I get hot, I start coughing and sneeze these teeth slap out of my head. And then 2 weeks, 3 weeks from this weekend, I got to be in Atlanta for a whole weekend. Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
I hold a record, guy, at that service station where I'm at.
Yeah.
You do?
I hold a record for the past 10 years. I have turned more business in the past year than every man that's been in that location for the past 10 years.
Is that right?
And I ain't done no business either. I don't see how in the world they stayed there.
I don't think that any of them did any business. I remember that one fellow was there, Hugh Williams over here at Cross Creek. He got cows like mine, sold him a bull. It's the only thing I ever heard of anybody in that station.
So you're going to get on it or something?
I know what they're going to do, and I ain't going to accept it. They want me to take an office in the organization. I mean, be an officer in the gasoline dealers organization, and I ain't going to accept it because I don't want it. I'm going to renege. I ain't going to take it.
You're on an over job.
No. I want to get out of it. Altogether, I want to get out. And I'm going to tell you something. When I make my house payment, after I make my house payment, you can look for me just anywhere, because I ain't going to be at the station very much. I'm going to sell that thing.
That's right.
22nd of March. I got 2 months.
Well, that's cut down on your chopping mill. Hamburgers. That's so regular, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing.
Time to get one
cheap
feed.
Rent.
Huh?
It's cheap rent, though.
Yeah.
$500 a year is cheap rent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, 4 times 12 is 48. $40.50 a month is cheap rent.
You ought to pay it monthly, Cookie.
He won't let me. He won't let me. He wants it by the year, so he can pay his income tax with his house payments.
Well, you could, yeah, is that right?
He works for Sperry Rand Corporation. He makes big money.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. He has to pay extra income tax every year.
Yeah.
Every year.
They just playing, see?
They're out there playing my Cadillac.
What is that, the Cadillac?
It sounded like
yeah.
It, yeah. I got sick about yesterday evening, about this time I was down here. Wasn't nobody here. Both of your first cars was gone. I saw Jim and Suzanne out there on the field putting up fertilizer. My mouth was hurting and I decided I'd drive out there, you know.
Yeah.
I told Frank to open the gate. I didn't look right, and I scratched the whole side of my Cadillac on that post over there.
Isn't that something?
I just backed off, shut the gate, and went home, went to bed.
Well, I thought you disappeared. I saw that battery out there.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought, well, a bird must have brought that. Somebody said they saw you pull up. I see that's me out there with Suzanne.
It was?
Yeah. That Jim up here, Harry.
Yeah?
Oh, they really got things done yesterday. Woo!
I never got... You know, yesterday morning was the best day I had all last week. Yesterday morning. Had 3 grease jobs and oil changes complete.
Yeah.
3 of them.
Easy money.
Easy money. I had a rear axle bearing and a Falcon, which was easy money. That all happened yesterday morning.
Saturday morning.
And I got, I left my potent pills that I take at home. I left them at home yesterday morning. And my mouth was hurting, jaws was just, you know, aching, you know.
Yeah.
Told Frank, I said, well, we'll take the battery down to Guy and mess around a little while and then we're going home. Okay. We set the battery out and I saw you first out there putting out fertilizer. I said, well, I'll just drive out there. And I scratched the whole side of my car, I tore $20 worth off of it. Well, it made me sick and I just went home.
You know, that's a 10-foot gate, and that has cost me money. It just, you see, people are not used to a 10-foot gate.
It's not wide enough. It ought to be at least 12 feet long. And, you know, we ought to change that, guy. We ought to change that.
Yes.
For our sake and for our convenience of getting the hay equipment in and out of that place right
now. Yes. Ought to do it.
We can take and extend 2 foot on that gate out there. We can still use the same gate.
Same gate.
Just extend it out 2 feet.
Good.
And set that post back 2 more feet. And then you can turn and go in there.
Of course, you're short of turning room there.
That's right.
Boy, you really pay for those, for for those miscalculations. Yes. You just keep on paying for them.
Never get done. You never get done.
Now, let me see. They come in here with a spreader and put lime out there. And what we have to do, we just have to knock the fence down.
Take the post out to let you get through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there those fellas coming after that old no-count hay last year for the horse farm.
Had to do the same thing.
Had to do the same thing. Well, we sure saved money on that 10-foot gate. Everybody goes through that. Next thing, too, scratches the car.
Well, I scraped my pickup a couple of times there, that Ford pickup I had. It was long and hard to make that turn there. Of course, I didn't care about it, you know.
So I really had a brainstorm whenever I got those 10-foot gates. I sure did.
Well, see, it's hard to get the hay baler through there.
Yes.
You got to hit it just right, or you ain't going to put that baler through there. And the hay rake, it's just got to hit it just right, or it won't go through.
Yeah. One thing I could have done, you see, if nothing else, I could have just put a set of posts there before the fence starts, or a couple of little posts, and then I could take them up easy without trying to fence them.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
No, Helen and Lars want me to sell the station after another couple of 3 months. Because, see, Helen got another pretty good raise over on her salary over at Sunland.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's making $100 a week, Guy Miles.
Is that right? What was that, 5 days?
5 days. And Laura's making pretty good money. And they're wanting me to sell station and just trade and traffic and mill around and work for this fella, or if I have time, and the next fella if I have time, and so forth. What money I make will be mine. I won't have no taxes attached.
Besides, you wouldn't have a nickel.
That's right. Where it is, taxes is eating me up.
And utilities.
Oh, my gosh. In the morning, I've got to put out over $300 in utilities, taxes, and license. In the morning. See, I got $174 license to buy in the morning.
License.
Occupational license. And gasoline license. See, I got to buy that.
I just paid. You have to pay for that.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's as much as you make off that darn gas.
Yeah.
You just sell gas to pay your taxes and your rent.
Yeah.
That's a right high price, ain't it?
It sure is. That's a high price.
And what you make on the side.
Well, I could take my old pickup and my welding machine, my cutting torch, and float around through the country here when I had time and pick up enough work to keep me going.
You know, you could stay a week at any farm around here.
Yeah.
And just get to overhaul the stuff. If they pay you ahead of time.
Give me money for my parts, and when the job is completed, give me my labor.
Yes.
I can make
it. And your time advising them. You see, that's worth a whole lot, could you?
Yes, it is.
See, I pick up stuff for you all the time. I don't pay a cent for it. That I don't know.
It's beneficial to you.
Yeah. That's the thing of it. Now, you know, that's what they call picking your, you call it, got your hand in your pockets, picking your brain. That's what they call it. Down at Dick Moss, that's what he called it. He says they come up there and talk to him in a big way about all those systems, $2,000 system. And then they order it from a discount house. They could bring it, you see.
Yeah.
They know enough about it to do that. Well, you know, a fellow ought to be willing to pay for a little advice if he could get it on those terms.
Now, I need to know which kind of way to overhaul this Ford tractor. But I just done sure ain't got time up at the station.
That's right.
I just ain't got the time.
That's right.
I'm there by myself until 2:30 in the afternoon.
That's right.
Well, by the time I get wound up at 2:30, it's time to close and everything else is closed. I can't get no parts.
That's right.
And lots of people, I'm not like lots of people. Lots of people can go to work right now and figure it out right now. Know what they need.
Yeah.
I'm not going to jump in on something like that and I'm going to figure it out before I buy anything.
Tear it down and look at it.
Study it out. That's right.
Yeah.
I go up there and get it tore down, take me a month to put it back together.
Yeah.
It would.
No more time you've got.
That's right. I can't get back there in that back room and work when there's nobody there of a morning and the first part of the afternoon. I just can't do it. And Clyde's getting ready to go to California. Yeah, he sold his little Volkswagen bus. His little Volkswagen station wagon. Oh, yeah. He gave $900 for it. Sold it for $1,650.
Yeah, he used it for a year.
Yeah. Well, he knew yesterday morning that I had ordered the battery.
Well, he just playing games.
Oh, he's a nut.
You can't get ahead of that guy.
No, huh? There ain't no way getting ahead of him. Man, no way.
I don't believe it's all good.
He'll come back with something every time.
Before you can think. Yes, sir. This old Chrysler, it won't tune anymore. It just keeps coming out. Run it a while, it may get back in tune, or may not. And I was over there to the Shell station, the one they got a new mechanic over there, or he may be the man who run it, I don't know. But he got a lot of big new tools. And he said, you can get them little wires that go down in the plug.
Mm-hmm.
And that would take the pressure off your valve. Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
But he talks like it's just temporary.
It is.
Best thing to do is just get it and save and let it somebody else have it. Of course, I've known that for a long time. I just try to stretch it out, you see.
I was talking with a fella, guy that had a Dodge Dart, 6-cylinder.
Yeah.
Of course, now it was automatic shift, but no power, no air, or nothing. I mean, it was just a plain automobile.
Yeah.
Little, light, and give you real good gas mileage, 22 to 25 miles per gallon.
Yeah.
Well, as much driving as you all do, you need something more economical.
Yeah.
Because I know, and you know, you're spending a lot of money for transportation.
Can't keep these going. They won't stay fixed.
And I believe I can get it for $300.
You know, I saw a Dodge Dart several years ago, and it was a beautiful thing. It was a little car, and it would just pull like a big car.
Well, just like Suzanne's and Jim's, that old Plymouth that they got Valiant.
Yes.
Guy, you can't beat them old cars.
Yes.
Now, that little car of Suzanne's and Jim's just runs and runs and keeps running. They drove it to Texas.
Yes.
And not a minute's trouble. Well, a small engine like that, no faster than you all drive. Now, you all, neither one drive fast. All right. These cars that you've got require fast driving, hard driving.
Yeah.
The harder you drive them, the better they like it and the better they hold up.
Yeah. Well, now, that's hard to get through your head, isn't it?
That's right. But you take that Cadillac out there of mine, now I could take it and fiddle around with it 35, 40 miles an hour, and the first thing I know, it wouldn't pull the hat off your head.
Yeah.
It would grow up inside with carbon.
Yeah.
I can take it and run the soup out of it, and why, it runs 100% better.
Just got the wrong idea. You know, I figured driving it town back 4 or 5 times a week, you see, anything would hold up. Oh, I've had some limits. You know, the best car we've had was that little
yes, sir.
And you know, a new model, a new car, just with very few improvements. What do you think of that little Nova Chevrolet?
They're good. I like
them. I looked that while ago, and they got it out there where a fella could change his own plug if he wanted.
Absolutely. It's out in the open. You can work on them. There's nothing complicated about them at all.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
Well, he got that brand new.
Now, something like that, guy, it would be, I think, would be ideal for your fella's transportation
yeah.
going from the Gainesville.
Yes. Well, you know, in the long run, it might pay off. But the thing of it is this, Cookie. If I, you see, I don't, I'm not a high-paid man over there. And purchase like that, see, it will take up all my slack there for a long time. I won't have anything to play on,
That's right.
I go around here and spend money like an aristocrat, the way it is. But if I make a big purchase like that, see,
Well, I tell you what,
I've been poor man then for a long, long time.
I can watch around, and I can buy you a real good car, 63,
64, 65
model.
There's not wore out.
That's not wore out. That's got a lot of good miles left in it. For a real good price. Then, on the other hand, if you want to sell one of these, I can clean it up and peddle it for a darn good price.
Yeah. Well, now you see, yesterday she put out a ton of fertilizer and things like that and paid for it. But if I get all stuff in there, you see,
see, I've been out of commission now for 2 weeks, you might say. Completely out of commission.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to get out there and push and pull in work.
No, you just, that's right.
I've been sitting there.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm getting over it now. And you better look out, because I'm going to turn some more work loose. I'm going to start pushing.
Yeah. Well, Cookie, I hate to give advice, as little of it as I take, but every now and then I think you ought to sort of collapse. Just sit there for a week at a time.
Well, I'll agree. I should.
Yes. Just sit there and talk. Simmer for a week at a time. Just do as little as you can. This pushing, you see, is all right.
For a short period of time.
Yeah.
I know. But, I got to make some, I got to move now for the next month anyway. I got to move. I got to keep things moving.
Yes, but you don't have to be nervous around it.
I don't think I will be now since I got some of that pressure relieved.
Yeah. Well, there's a difference in moving and being nervous about it.
Yeah.
Ain't
there? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But I tell you, when you get out there and move and you're feeling bad, but you've got to go,
yeah,
there's altogether different. You get out there and move and you're feeling good and you feel like getting it, that's a big difference.
It's going to be different to get that pain out of your mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Out of your head.
Well, it's,
see how they didn't find that all this time.
I'll never know. You know, I talked to one of the nurses over at the VA hospital. She's a customer of mine. And I told her about it. I said, they got the bunch of the dumbest goddamn doctors and at med center and VA hospital that ever walked. I said, just a bunch of flatheads. She said, what do you mean? She said, I work over there. I know you work over there. I wanted to get back to them. I wanted to know how I feel. And she said, why? I said, well, less than 2 weeks ago, I went and had my teeth pulled. And I haven't felt better in 3 years than I have in the past week. I said, you mean to tell me that all that money that we spent went down the drain? I said, it sure did. I said, you first didn't even check my teeth, did you? She said, no. I said, didn't I ask you to? Don't you remember me asking you to? She said, yes, I did. I said, you didn't do it. But I said, this eye tooth right here is the one that's causing all my trouble.
You tell her about that?
I told her about that. She said, do you know that rings a bell? That tooth was abscessed, been abscessed for years, and there was pressure built up on your spine, on your sinus, that was running back to your spinal cord.
Don't take much pressure.
Gosh, no.
Okay.
You're pressing a nerve. And she pointed out, she told me what nerve it was, but it was up in the back of your eye. She said, you know, she said, that makes sense.
Did she tell you why it was so hard coming out?
Nope. She didn't tell me. But I pulled my upper plate out and I showed her the hole that they left to getting it. Yes, I did. And there's a hole up there too, guys. Still up there. I told her, I said, 3 or 4 days after I had my teeth pulled, I could block my nostrils up and blow my upper plate out of my mouth.
Well,
told her right there. I didn't care.
She used to that. You know, that's one thing I like about nurses. I took a liking to nurses when I was just a child. Seemed like they're different from other people. And I didn't know, understand what it was. And I still don't understand what it was. Now, Helen's a little like that, see? She's not a nurse, but she is almost a nurse. Did you notice how she got those books and studied those things when you were going through all that?
Yeah.
Well, she got that quality.
And Laura's got, she has got that quality more so than Helen has.
Yeah.
She reads everything she can get her fingers on, guy, about nursing, about doctoring.
What do you know about that?
She's determined to be a nurse.
Yeah.
She's determined to be a nurse.
Yeah.
And they think there's nobody like her that, over in that hospital. I mean, she is it.
Yeah.
And that new wing over there where they built, why, that's her nursing home.
Yeah.
Oh, she loves it over there. And they just think, they think the world of her.
Oh, you know they do. She goes when she's supposed to be there. That's right.
She never lets them ring that bell twice. Yeah, see, she's making $75 a week herself.
Yeah. Yeah, going to school. And learning. Good company.
Yeah. Everything she's doing is educational.
Yes,
everything.
Sir. Everything she does.
But you let her have 2 days off and she sleeps in 2 days. She rests.
You know, that's something, ain't it?
She sleeps in 2 days, you might say, all the time she's off.
Yeah.
But the kid only gets about 5 hours sleep a night when she's working.
Faye, you hear that?
Yeah.
Now that's something for a girl who just as young as Laura.
Mm-hmm.
She went to bed last night, 9:30. And they like to never got her out of bed to go to Sunday school this morning at 9:30.
Yeah.
And I bet she's over in the trailer asleep right now.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I got something to tell you. I got to tell you what I done last night. Oh, me, it done me a lot of good.
After you scraped your car?
After I scraped my car.
And busted your pump? Or you get broke?
Yeah. Fella asked me last night, he said, "You got any hay to sell?" I said, "No, sir. Not a goddamn bit." I said, "We tried to give it away in the summertime." And I said, "You wouldn't come and get yours." I said, "You wouldn't come and help us put it up." And I said, "We ain't got a bit to sell."
Not a bit.
And that was Alvin Pond.
How about that?
He said, "I've got 4 bales.
Yeah. Well, I hope he chokes on it.
And he can't buy no more. He can't find it.
It ain't available.
There's none available.
Miss Guthrie called Faye up there at town the other day, and she said she had arthritis. And her poor cow was about out of hay. And there wasn't any more.
That's right.
And old custom hayman over there, Dodd, he called me up. You know, I told you about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you wish you had about 2,000 bales?
Let me tell you what I found.
We couldn't sell the darn stuff. They'd want us to give it to them.
Hell, we couldn't give it away. They were so particular.
Yeah. Well, Jack Little wants to buy some.
Yes.
But he can't find it. And I told him, well, we didn't have none to sell.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I got down into this second crop that I put over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, it's the best day we put up here. I didn't realize. I saw that we were, it was a little thin, but it was as thick as I expected it to be. And I saw it was curing. Nick wanted to wait half a day, and I said, no, sir, we've got to get this, rake this stuff up right now. And we did it, and it was green.
Yeah.
And we baled it, and it just is fresh. Now, the last two loads we got hadn't been cut long enough, and I knew it. And I brought them over here, and we're going to put them out that air. And it rained solid for a week, and they sweated, and there wasn't a thing I could do about it. Well, I could have done something about it, but I didn't. You know, I kept thinking the sun would come out. Well, when it came out, they'd already sweated, and then after that, they wasn't much good. But now that's, I learned that. You've got to get it green.
Get it when it wilts.
But yes, for this bahia, you don't want to wait for this cure. If you do, it'll go away.
Yeah.
And those bales are solid.
Yeah.
And not these little things like that. I just got down to the in the corner. It was just the other day. I went in there and I thought, well, I'd better start using the one.
Yeah. Well, you gonna be using that player for that?
No, I was going to tell you. Just take it along with you.
Miss Todd wants, Grandma Todd wants to hear that sermon.
Well, I don't know why. I've just been sitting back
here. She said she just loved to hear. See, he's one at that. Preached Grandpa Todd's funeral.
Yeah.
She hasn't heard him since.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I could get going or somebody get going. You see, some of those things he did over there were just beautiful. And somebody could take it along with him, you see, and plug it in and tape a whole lot of those nice things.
We're having in about 2 or 3 weeks, or 4 weeks, we're having a hayride, a fish and chicken fry, and all Saturday afternoon get together out there.
Yeah.
So we want you to, if you're free and available, we want you to come out and.
That's outdoors.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to have a big sing. I'm going to move the microphones and everything outside for the sing.
Yeah. That outside stuff, that's the best.
Oh, yeah. The afternoon, that big shed they built.
Yeah.
It'll all be outside in the afternoon.
I
have my horses and wagon there, and we're gonna give Grandma and Grandpa a hayride. Everybody.
Yeah. You notice finally got your wagon dried out and put on.
Yeah.
Except that roof's got a big hole in it right over the middle of it.
Well, I hope this next week I feel like getting down here and doing something. Well, I felt like it.
Oh, there's that ground's up there ready now.
All right, I'll call a man tomorrow.
All ready to go.
I'll call a man tomorrow.
All
ready
to go.
It's not, I felt like it, but I just...
And tell them to put it to sick. Not to spare the turnips.
Put the turnips out.
Yes, sir. This stuff we put out last fall, about doubling the recipe of seed and fertilizer, is the best thing we've done.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
I notice this out here is really looking pretty.
Over there where the cows are, they still haven't grazed it down. I didn't put them in today. I spread a little fertilizer, and I didn't know what it is. I thought I'd let it at least get on it a couple more.
Yeah. Well, the way it was clouding up, I thought that soon we were going to get a little shower of rain, which we do need.
Yeah.
We need a little shower.
Now, over there where the horses are, it was slow. They got it down slow. It didn't. I didn't think it mattered.
No.
that rain yesterday. That's what the weatherman said, and it's all right, except it stopped before it got down here. Nick said he came down, and it stopped up between Valdosta and somewhere.
Well, I'm going up to Valdosta Tuesday. Going up to horse sale Tuesday.
Yeah.
I want to get up there. I'm gonna take may trade horses tomorrow.
Trade horses?
I'm trying to work my way around to getting them cattle. If I can make them do enough trading, well, I can get some cattle.
Yeah.
Down here yesterday, I started that plowboy, you know. He gave me the wrong number. I couldn't find it. So I started out there for breakfast. I was going to, you know, put out a little friend last night. And I thought, well, it sure would be nice to have a little help. So I had Drover, Jim, and Suzanne, and they worked all day. All day, both of them.
Boy, she gets out there and works like a man, don't she?
Nick?
Yeah?
This, look at this damn thing you've got me into. It don't cost a dollar. They charged me $1.65, and it lasted a week.
Now, you didn't get the kind I said.
And there's nothing you can do with it, but throw it away. You can't yet get into it.
You didn't buy the kind I told you to.
I bought the kind of hat.
Well.
And it's focused a little bit. It's not as good as the one like you had. It's all over.
Yeah.
Light up the whole room and that stuff.
Well, since all you can do is throw it away, I might as well take it apart and see.
Well, that's real unusual because he said.
Made in France. It won't come apart.
He said.
It was made in France.
Yeah, it'll come apart.
We'll make it
all.
We'll make it come apart.
Let me tell you, Bob Lee had one of those big torches, you know, 6-volt thing, that he done at Sears, and it was sturdy. But the trouble is, it's made like a. What are you doing?
Hmm?
What's on the knife you doing?
This is an old kitchen knife.
Well, it's not an old kitchen knife.
Well, it is, isn't it?
Well, it is.
Let
I tell you about?
The big lamp. 6-volt big lamp.
Yeah. And it had a beam like a automobile thing. And it had a focus about 100 yards, just about that big. I know I have to. I don't want to shine a possum up in a tree a mile away. And you couldn't alter it. So I don't know what to... I don't know what to do about it. But it was a good one. It was a good sturdy one. Now these that you get around in the drugstores and places, they're so shabby. Don't look like they'll hold together. Made just like flashlights. Now we're taking home.
Yeah, I bought, since I've had that station, I've bought about 4 or 5 flashlights, and ain't none of them worth a dime.
Ain't one, they won't light when you buy them.
Well, I know.
Oh.
Well, I better warn Jeff Helms about the soup on. Well, I better run over and see if Helen's ready to feed me some soup.
Okay. I think the batter's done bed.
Now, this is the end of the cookie visit. This Sunday afternoon, 24th of January, 1971, Nick is here working on that little disposable flashlight. That's what he said last. The battery's gone bad. Cookie just left, going down to see if Helen got the soup ready. This Sunday afternoon, it's been 2 weeks now since he had his teeth fixed, and he just now, he said, able to bite a frankfurter. This Sunday afternoon, this visit with Cookie, with Nick here, this Channel 1 Right, around 7:30, 7:40, Channel 1 Right, beginning of the new Cookie tape, this Sunday afternoon, 24th of January, 1970.